There's another movie out this weekend set not too far from here on the beaches of Malibu. It's a comedy called Surfer Dude, starring Matthew McConaughey, of course. It's also the first film from his production company.
He actually is a surfer, and he chose a fellow surfer to score this movie, an Australian named Xavier Rudd.
How you guys doing? Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
That's him at a concert last week in San Francisco.
He's a beach guy, but when it comes to surf music, not exactly one of the Beach Boys.
It's kind of like world music, roots, reggae, rock, kind of, with unique kind of instruments, stuff that it's mostly handmade. All my instruments are handmade. This is probably as best I can explain it. It's hard to explain.
Xavier Rudd plays a type of didgeridoo called a yidaki, and five other instruments too, sometimes all at once. His latest album is Dark Shades of Blue. Here he is on the rhythms of music and surfing and life.
The yidaki or the didgeridoo has been used in every part of Australian Aboriginal culture right around the country. It's become a message stick for the survival of those people, for Aboriginal people and our Aboriginal culture. That message stick was meant to be there. I'm meant to play it. I'm part of that whole journey.
And I'll hold you up again. And I'll hold you up again.
My great-grandmother was Aboriginal. She had my grandmother to an Irish guy. My great-grandmother disappeared. My father and his sisters, they never had any connection with their grandmother. They weren't allowed to speak about her or know anything about her. I've always understood that since I was a child, I have an old woman with me. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's that old woman, my great-grandmother or my grandmother, that travels with me on this journey. And is a big part of what I do. And a big part of the connection with land and culture and the spirit of my music.
Coming up slowly, centuries of twisted truth and lies. Coming up slowly, many people, many places, sick and tired. Coming up slowly, hey, mister, you see I've seen.
Surf culture and surfing for me are two completely different things. You know, surf culture has become it's a very commercial, competitive thing, fashionable. With all due respect to the Surfer Dude movie, I think the Surfer Dude movie reflects that. It reflects what surfing's become. But I come from a place where the surf industry began.
Keep you satisfied.
For me, surfing is the closest connection I can have with Mother Nature. To surf, you're riding a pulse of energy from Mother Nature. And it's strong. It's real. It's there. And you're dancing with that. You're connecting with that. You might be the only person in the history of the universe that connects with that particular pulse of energy. You might get inside it, you might be covered up, you might be completely enveloped in it. And then it dissipates and it's gone forever. And you might be the only human being ever that connected with that. And that's very, very powerful.
Streets full of people with trinkets to share, offering them up for the folks in despair. Yondi in crystals and oils for growth of spirit and body and mind as we go. Emphasis
I think surfing inspires it. I've written a lot of music when I'm in the water and from that, the exhilaration of that experience. But to compare would be hard. And I think they're both beyond me and I can't really... I'd just be talking shit, to be honest, to try and explain it to you. Because I don't think I'm meant to understand it. I'm just lucky to experience it.
That's Australian musician and composer Xavier Rudd. His latest album is called Dark Shades of Blue. You can hear more of his music at npr.org. Xavier Rudd spoke with independent producer Martina Castro in San Francisco. I'm home.